Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. Last month, we looked at the wonderful aspect of the sacrifice of the scapegoat, how the Lord Jesus bore our sins in His own body on the cross, removing our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Now, let us look at the awfulness of this sin as it addresses the feeling of our Lord Jesus during the time when God forsook him, as described in the Gospels, where it says, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour." It was in those 3 hours that our Savior felt the weight of each of my sins as he was forsaken by his God. Let us reread the applicable verses now about the scapegoat from Leviticus 16. It says, "And Aaron shall send him," that is the scapegoat, "away by the hand of a chosen man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all of our iniquities unto a land not inhabited. And he shall let go the goat in the wilderness." This was a chosen man who led the goat into the wilderness and to let it go to a place not inhabited. But who was this fit man? I wonder if it might have been God the Father who gave his only begotten Son. The wilderness, a land not inhabited, would suggest a place where no one has ever been. This is so true of our Savior in those 3 hours of darkness as God forsook him. God has never turned his back on or truly forsaken anyone before. This was a totally unique experience, and one that would be felt more sharply by the Lord Jesus than anyone else, because he had always enjoyed absolute, untainted communion with God. It is no wonder that he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" All this was because a holy God could not look down upon the one who not only bore our sins, but who was made sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says that. And the wilderness has another connotation. There is no food there. As the scapegoat would find no nourishment, it would die, carrying the sins of the people. And so the Lord Jesus died, saying, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. In these two specific utterances from the cross, we have the most profound cries known to man. One was so terrible for our Lord that ever since it was first sounded, it reverberates down the highways of history. My God, why have you forsaken me?" The other echoes so much more wonderfully in our ears. It is finished. The work of redemption had been completed. In looking at these two amazing utterances, all I can say is, oh, what a Savior. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.